What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Sound Money Podcast. I'm your host, Steve McGarry, and on this episode, I sit down with Rick Dugdale. Now, Rick is pioneering the entertainment and NFT space. Merging the two together is the first of its kind, and he has come out with a full-blown feature film with Anthony Hopkins. I've been such a fan of Anthony Hopkins for such a long time, and seeing him come into the NFT space, really being a forward-thinking individual, as well as just overall bullish on NFTs. Now, as I sat down with Rick, we talked about his platform, Vewly, and this is going to revolutionize how Hollywood basically tokenizes their films. And I was so blown away by the fact that you could effectively reshoot the film and input yourself in the film. And this is something that using blockchain technology really is the only answer to allowing people to do that and utilize these membership programs. So you get access to their team, their resources, and you're able to reshoot this film and capture it on your own, as well as various different features that they've included in the NFTs. So very exciting. They're doing the auction now on OpenSea. And I was so eager to sit down and talk to Rick about not only Vewly, but of course the movie Zero Contact. And it's this cool film about, having had to film this during the pandemic. Everybody's distributed across and everybody's talking on screen from 18 different locations. They had like 80 plus people in the production crew. So this kind of crazy pandemic film period. And Anthony Hopkins plays this sort of mad scientist that develops this time travel machine using blockchain technology. Super cool that blockchain technology is in the film. And NFTs are how it is being distributed. So very bullish on this film, excited that they're doing the auction on OpenSea currently. It ends, I believe, in 2 days. So all the links to that will be in the description here on the Sound Money Podcast. But without further ado, let's sit down and talk about Vewly as well as the Zero Contact movie. Today, I am joined by Rick Dugdale, and he is currently the co-founder of Vewly, as well as the director of the Zero Contact universe. How's it going today, Rick?
Very good. Very good. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Yeah, excited to dig in here. I heard about this a couple months ago. A lot of people have recommended that I dig into it. So it was great to get you on here and dive deeper into it. But before we get into Zero Contact and Vewly, let's talk about you. What's your background?
You know, I've been in the film business for almost 25 years. I grew up in Canada, moved to the US about 20 years ago. Kind of got a background starting on X-Files and kind of came through the ranks in physical production and then converted to a producer about 18, 20 years ago and slowly been kind of building a company that is growing pretty quickly, and we're shooting films all over the world, including Zero Contact.
Very cool. So let's talk about Vewly. What is it and how does it work?
You know, Vewly, when we made Zero Contact, it was obviously a unique film. And when we completed production, we realized that maybe there's something here to do with a different distribution model. We had been playing around in blockchain a little bit and trying to get a better understanding of what would that look like for Hollywood and what is the future of Hollywood distribution, and decided to take Zero Contact and do it our own and create this blockchain, NFT play. And so we partnered with Cameron Schell and his team over at CurrencyWorks, who are also experts in the space of fintech and NFT development, I should say. And so I pitched it to him. I said, well, what could we do with an NFT strategy and what would that look like? And he said, well, listen, I think we can do it. So we started putting the pieces together for Vewly and said to ourselves that Vewly could be the first of its kind as a full-length feature film distribution platform for Hollywood. But doing it the right way, working with the right people, getting validation in the space. We couldn't just be Hollywood coming in guns a-blazing into the crypto NFT space. That would be a mistake. So we partnered with the right people, and we think we're trying to do it the right way and respect the community.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I like that. Going with the experts, partnering with them and easing your way into the community is always a good angle for sure, especially in something as touchy as NFTs and as small of a community,
right,
as it currently is.
To add to that, our goal was that you know, this is about being here for the long haul, not just coming in, being a studio and somewhat of a cash grab scenario. This is about engaging a community, building a community, and learning from them and growing with them. And that's, we really wanted to focus on that. I think it would be a mistake if we just came in and released one big movie and be the end of it. It's about having the staying power with the right people. So
yeah,
hopefully we can do that.
And that's a good segue into Zero Contact itself. So from the Viewly platform, and then you directed this awesome movie with Anthony Hopkins. How are they connected? And can you talk a little bit about the movie as an entity?
So the origin of the film, to start with that, is that when the pandemic hit, we all kind of looked at each other. We had a think tank that we put together from around the world and said, well, how do you make a film if you can't be in the same room together? And so we had to brainstorm what organic storyline could be done remotely without being a Zoom movie or a Zoom horror movie. And so we went the other direction, and Cam Cannon, the screenwriter, came up with this idea, and we workshopped it with a few other people for a couple of weeks. And all of a sudden we had a script that it was very fast, you know, that he wrote the script. And all of a sudden it was something really, really good that we wanted to make, and we fast tracked it. And so Zero Contact was shot in 17 countries, 89 cast and crew, all remote, or as the title says, Zero Contact. And so it just made sense that for us to look at blockchain, the storyline has blockchain in it. Anthony Hopkins' character is a mad scientist, futurist, technologist that has developed possibly a time machine or some kind of time travel machine that was developed using blockchain technology. So it was organic for us to say, well, what would this look like as an NFT distribution play? Because we can work it into the storyline. And, you know, Zero Contact is, the first film is not just the end of this universe. So we hope to build a multi-platform, community building, fan engagement, gamified type of franchise. That's what we're aiming to do here. So it made sense as an NFT play to be able to really engage with the community. If you release theatrically or in a traditional distribution play, you're going to kind of see the movie and that's it. You're on to the next film that you want to see. And so this is about fan engagement and community building. So hopefully that's what we have here.
Yeah. Yeah. And what are the different pieces that go into the NFTs? Like there's the golden ticket, there's a ticket to see the film. What are the different kind of categories that you guys have?
Yeah, so right now there's two drops that are out there on OpenSea that the auctions end Monday and Tuesday. So very unique. Obviously, we built kind of a bundle of items that we think the NFT space will appreciate. One being the crypto artists, DC and Remo, who have created this these pieces of art that are very much code that will be built into the Zero Contact universe. We also have what is extremely unique, is you will be able to reshoot a character of your choosing. There'll be a limited few that we can actually do it with, but you can shoot one of the characters. We will insert you into the film, and your NFT will be your version of the film starring the rest of the cast. So that I don't think you can do with the James Bond movie, but we can certainly do it here. You also get access to subsequent sequels and franchise building and visits to the set and really be part of our operation and universe. And then you'll get, with the golden ticket, you get access to future Viewly drops and future films that Viewly will be distributing on our platform. So it's really about a very unique process, certainly, to be able to insert the winners into the film. So that will be one of a kind, I think.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about, that I could shoot my own little segment of me being in the film, and it would be kind of interchangeable with the current pieces. So each frame kind of has these different NFT parts to it. Is that kind of how you're looking at it?
Well, I mean, we will continue to build out the world. So the crypto art will play into the universe, as we will see moving forward. Each person, if you actually, and I think there's some people aren't recognizing the first 10 drops, including the one of one. The first 11 all have that ability. You will all be able to shoot a role and be in your version of the film. You also have the original version of the film. with the original cast, but all 11, you will be able to reshoot and you'll work with the filmmakers and the editors. We will insert you into your version of the film. Obviously, the way the film was shot around the world, some of the characters were shot more like this conversation. A lot of it was, you know, beyond that. So some of the characters we couldn't potentially reshoot, but you will be in the version of Zero Contact. And then we'll see where it goes from there. That character and that the owner of the NFT could also play a part moving forward. We want it to be interactive and, again, something that hasn't really been done before.
Super cool. That's awesome. You get access to the original and then you get to make your own version of it. That's really unique. Very cool. So this is kind of a new concept. I have not heard of anything like this in the past whatsoever, not even close actually, in terms of films being innovated on in this way. So where do you see this going? Where, you know, 5 years from now in your vision for Viewly, where do you see films going?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people in the space looking at blockchain and how to do it. You're seeing a lot of films being, you know, attempting to finance components of their film and their finance plan using an NFT play and maybe pre-selling collectibles and whatnot. I think there's a lot of things that play into it. One is transparency and potentially piracy issues and how to prevent piracy. It won't prevent piracy, but it's going to be another barrier if you're having everything live on the blockchain. That's what we believe. I also think that not every film will work as an NFT play. If it's universally adopted by the masses globally, then yes, everything can be on the blockchain. I think we will get there. But if you're making a smaller independent film, you still need the marketing components to get proper distribution in our business, which is no different than NFT. You need, whether it be actors or gamification in the space, there needs to be some marketing component to ultimately get people to want to have ownership and create value and hopefully a secondary market. So you look at something like Zero Contact, it's obviously star driven and we're fortunate to have Anthony Hopkins as the star of it. But we also have this gamification that we're doing and you're building out a universe. And it's something that you look at Lord of the Rings or Game of Thrones or a Marvel Universe. Imagine what that would look like if there's an NFT strategy years ago. Obviously, Marvel still going. Lord of the Rings 20 years ago, if that had an NFT play, people would be able to engage a lot more. And there's a revenue stream that has never existed before, but it's about engaging the fan base and including them in what we're doing, not just coming in, selling to them and leaving, giving them something of ownership, making them feel part of it. So I think the future is with blockchain distribution. And I think Viewly is well positioned to be the company to start the process.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned previously, I was going to talk about the team that you guys have. Obviously, there's the team at Viewly, and then you had this massive production team for this very large production of the film. So what was it like working with that many people? Did you sit everybody down and go through how NFTs works? Did you have to educate everybody?
Yeah, that's a great question. And yes, we've spent a lot of time on the education process for sure. You know, in a two-step factor, when we made the film, we didn't obviously think we're going to release it as an NFT strategy. It was, how do you make it a crazy film during the pandemic? It was hard to convince people to do that as step number one, because everyone says, well, what do you mean we're going to shoot a film over Zoom and in Japan and Germany and Scandinavia? How does this even work? Well, here's how we're going to do it. And then it took a lot of convincing. It was easier because, you know, the whole world was suffering, which meant everyone is available, whether you're in all these countries or just in the US. So we convinced people how to make the film. Then we get into post-production and our partners, Håkan Carlson and his team in Sweden, who we've worked with on 7 films, they're our whole post-production team. They started looking at it and said, well, wait a second, this is really something. Then you bring on a visual effects producer, which is Ian Duncan. And he looks at it saying, do you think I could have a little more time with this? Because this is amazing, the outcome. So then we delayed post-production because it started to get better and better and better. And then when we were ready to start showing it to distributors, that's when we said, well, why stop now? We've created something new, so let's keep going. And then that's the call to Cameron Schell and his team at Currency Works. So he brings on another 20, 30 staff from his side. And that's when we put together this joint venture. And then it was convincing the creatives and the actors to say, listen, we're going to release this as an NFT. And then the education process started at that point. So from there, it was bringing on the experts to actually educate myself and our team so that we can get that out there. But we've had some all hands calls where it's literally an education, and, you know, listening to guys like you and understanding the space has been helpful as well. But it's been a whole learning process the entire way. So, but it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great that you've educated everybody. You've indoctrinated all these people into the space just by being on set. That's incredible. So in terms of, you know, the next steps for you guys, you mentioned there's an auction. Where can people learn more about the auction and what can they expect?
So the best place is to go to Vuely.io, Vuely.io. All the information's there. The first 11 are on OpenSea. The auction closed Monday and Tuesday. The future will be additional drops with very, very limited exclusions compared to what we're offering now with the first 11, but there'll be a different value point, obviously. Vuely will be onboarding additional films before the end of the year, we hope, and moving forward. You know, it's about getting, again, validation in the space. So we don't want to just come in and be, here's a new platform and here's 20 movies. We have to earn it. And so the films that we will be taking on coming up will essentially doing an analysis in the space and understanding what would work. And we're going to learn a lot from this film. But we hope that by the end of next year, there's possibly 30 to 50 films on Vuely that you can engage with and own in your wallet. You can trade and be part of it. And ultimately, maybe this is part of history, but we think the future is blockchain and NFT, and hopefully we're just the start of it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, those are all the questions I have for you, Rick. Wherever you guys are watching or listening, all the links that Rick mentioned will be in the description, but thanks so much for coming on the show, Rick.
Thanks so much for having me. Good time.